Go ahead and call the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. This is really not, this is really the pleasure of the commission. This is not an insurance question, but I would throw out, because we do need it to be able to build out our electronic enrollment, is the dependent contribution piece. I believe you're currently at $100, and so we need to just know how to factor that in so we can build it out for the employees to be able to enroll.
And you have the number that participated in that last year that actually
are on as dependents?
Benefit, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
And that may be what I'm looking at here.
Is that what's on the left-hand side there, one of those EEs?
Yes. So on the main plan, the base plan that the county pays for, we have 153 that take employee-only coverage, 13 that take spousal coverage, 41 that have just the kids and not a spouse, and 4 that have a full family. The buy-up plan has 18 employee-onlys, 1 spouse, 2 children, 1 family, and the high-deductible health plan that we put in has 8 employees, 2 with spouses, 1 with children, and 1 full family.
So, and on the family, the children's count is one. Like, okay, what I'm after is how many more that we get to participate in, say if we've got 200 and some odd employees only, how much does it grow our plan as a whole?
And it really, you know, the contribution will have an impact on the number of people that choose to take it. If you were to up it, it will go up. If you were to eliminate the $100, then it would probably go down. The paradox or, you know, kind of the rule of insurance, if you don't pay anything toward it, then the only people that typically will take it are the ones that really need it, right? In other words, if they're sick, their family members are sick, they're going to take everybody at the county is going to take the insurance that's paid for as an employee, right? So, you know, the question is, where's the sweet spot where you get people to take the plan who probably are healthier on average than the people that maybe are currently taking advantage of the plan. But there is no magical answer to say, hey, if you pay X, this is the perfect place. It's just, you know, it's a little bit of trial and error. You come up with what you think would be a good thing. We look at it next year. I come back and report to you and say, this is how many were on it. This is how many are now on it. So either we're still not contributing enough or, yeah, we had a bunch go on, so obviously it looks like this is we've hit a sweet spot.
I think one of the reasons that we don't have more on it is it takes 2 people to work and support a household anymore, and if that other person is working somewhere where they got insurance already, so it's not necessary.
That would certainly be true for spousal coverage. Now, when it comes to kids and we don't have a lot of child-only on the plan, and mm-hmm. so that would say that I would go up to the main plan to support what you just said. There's only 13 that took spousal coverage, and many of those, the reason is the spouse is working somewhere else, right, where they've got coverage, so they're not going to double dip. We've got 41 that put the kids on out of 153, so
yeah.
That's a pretty decent chunk, but it's, you know, if you were to choose to increase that contribution, I would expect that number to go up. I don't know.
What, something that you said in the first, I'm trying to remember, make sure I understood you right, you said that 100% of the employees take it because we pay 100%. Now there may be a military...
Well, not 100%, but almost.
Right. If somebody's retired on Medicare, whatever.
I think we've got 1 or 2 that have that. Or,
yes. Okay. We got one right back there. Okay. If they've already, or if they work for White River, so we had that before.
Okay.
You don't want to give up that.
They have other,
yeah.
For the most part. Okay. And then, as far as employees, dependents, or spouses, they're either on it because the majority of them are going to be on it. I don't know how to say this, like you said it. Essentially, the ones that are sick are going to be on the insurance plan regardless of what is offered.
The more medical claims that dependents would have in a given year, the more likely that employee is going to look at the financial piece of it to say, it's cheaper for me to pay premiums and deductibles and co-insurance than it is to you know, pay their medical bills, right? And so, now there are some people certainly that are on it just because they want the insurance because in case something happens, you know, certainly that's the case, but.
Or they have no other options.
Or they have no other options, but, you know, I would say that there's a number of your employees that may have dependents who don't have insurance at all.
Don, is that something you would know? If we have employees that have dependents that don't have any insurance at all?
I do know there are. I've been told.
You've been told, okay, and I don't know.
And it's scary when I was told that. I couldn't imagine husband, children having no insurance, but they felt they were healthy and they couldn't afford it.
Well, I'm just looking at the employee and spouse or employee and family, employee and child. You know, employee and spouse, $513 a month. Employee and child's $309, so if the spouse doesn't work, it's $1,010 for... Am I looking at the right year? Yeah.
You just subtract the employee premium out of the family premium, and that's what it is.
And I have comments from new hires in the last month or two that they were kind of shocked on how much it was to insure somebody else. And they chose not to.
Well, they probably didn't have insurance otherwise when they went to work here. At the same time, that's one thing that attracts employees for us is our benefits. They don't realize how much some things cost. On that, not that it's part of this equation, but if I've got a state employee, got a county employee and state employee, what I've been told in the past is a state employee will choose to put the children on their policy because it's less expensive.
People are financially savvy, right? I mean,
absolutely.
They're going to look at their options and they're going to go with the least expensive option. The individual marketplace right now is terrible. In other words, there's plans out there that aren't very good. The networks are very narrow. You can't go out of state. You can't, and they're very expensive to
boot. What caused all that?
They don't know what to do right now. The insurance companies is...
What caused them not to be able to go out of state and all those other things?
Well, that was allowed under the rules of health care reform.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's somebody's fishing for an answer up there, so I'll just go ahead and give it.
It's pretty obvious.
But that is one of the things that was allowed, and so that's what the insurance carriers to get the premiums down because they're so high is so if you need to go to Mayo, if you want to go to Barnes, even if you want to go to, then most of the plans out there today don't allow for that.
So did we had a motion, we had a second, we voted on.
We've already got the 5%.
Got the 5%.
Yeah, that was done. Okay. Now we're just talking about...
We're just going to pick his brain.
Well, he was wanting to know, when do you...